Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. It's our delight to talk about the issues each and every day. And as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I pray that as we face the issues based on the authority of Scripture, it will motivate you to be found faithful in your service and surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I find it antithetical to anything that would be called or felt to be truth. It's so many today that fail to recognize that we are failing as a nation. And we look at it from the political standpoint and think that somehow, some way, the failure as a result of not having the proper political leadership to carry out what we think needs to be done. But ladies and gentlemen, it's a far cry from just political leadership. There's a major problem in the nation today, and that problem is that we're not placing our faith and trust and confidence in God. The problem is basically that we've said no to God. The problem is there's a lack of faith in America today. In fact, the Lord Jesus asked the question, and I'll paraphrase it, then we'll look at the text shortly, asked the question, when I return, will I find faith in the world? And I believe that's a question that we need to ask today. I believe it's a question that needs to be asked and demands to have an answer. When the Lord Jesus Christ returns, will he find faith in the world? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today our nation's faltering faith. Our nation's faltering faith. We need to recognize that without faith, according to Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is an impossibility to please God. I believe we're losing our constitutional republic today because of a lack of faith in America, and that faith and trust and confidence, not in the Beltway in Washington, not in Tallahassee, not in the local council, but the faith must be placed in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. In John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus makes a declaratory statement, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that we ought to place our faith, trust, and confidence in. In Psalms 117, verse 2, the Scripture says it's the faith of the Lord that endures forever. And may I say to you, you can have faith and trust and confidence in the elections if you like. By the way, it's an amazing thing that according to the loosely gathered data, America supposedly had about 6 million more Republican votes than Democratic votes across the nation. And yet it seems as though 2022 election is being stolen by fraud just as the 2020 election. And we're not supposed to talk about a fraudulent election. We're not supposed to be election deniers or saying somehow, some way that they were stolen. That's inappropriate. That the wake culture today doesn't want that stated. But ladies and gentlemen, when we see that, we must understand there's something majorly awry in America. If you can have major national elections stolen by fraud, you need to understand there's a lack of truth. There's a lack of integrity. There's a lack of ethics and values that is so prominent and prevalent in America today that I don't see anyone could not recognize it and admit that that's what we see as the major failure in America. It's a fact, ladies and gentlemen, as George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said, the further a society gets from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be factual today. You find a few, wannabe elected officials that are willing to take a stand and speak the truth and say that the elections are fraudulently stolen and taken. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's still being done right in broad open daylight across America. And yet we have very, very few of those that claim to be Republicans. I call them the supposed to be conservatives. They're rhinos for the most part. They're unwilling to take a stand and say something about it. But ladies and gentlemen, the underlying fact is that there's a failure in America as a result of the faltering faith that we see. In fact, I've used a little cliche for less than 100 years. The faith that falters before the finish had a fatal flaw at the first. And I believe we're watching the faltering faith factor that goes back to the flaw at the first with multitudes today that are church members but are not saved people. There's a need today to have people of faith. I'm looking at an article that says most younger Americans say there is no absolute truth. According to this article, between 55% of an 18 to 29 year old age group in America says that a person determines their own version of truth. It is the opinion that's held by most of those in the 18 to 29 year old age group, this article says, but the percentage diminishes as the people get older. And they go in with the statistical data, the older a person gets, the more recognition of truth being an indelible, factual, immovable factor in life and society. And ladies and gentlemen, when you want to go back to what is truth, you must go back to the beginning, the original. Jesus says, I am truth. The scripture says, thy word is truth. And so when we go back to the fundamental original, that original being the Lord Jesus Christ himself, we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that that is the fountainhead, the absolute bedrock of what is truth today. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, that we learn how to seek the truth. And you won't find it on the Communist Network News. You will not find it on most that would be referred to as conservative broadcasting today. Most of our media today are sold out in lock sync with the socialist, Marxist, communist mantra and mandate, and it is the evisceration of truth. We need to seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and be willing to stand and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner brand like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time also carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole. Oh, glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24-7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is the place to shop for your lawn equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is also hiring today. All positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly, oriented environment. Field for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the family of God to worship with the house of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Just drop by Tools for Time and make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today our nation's faltering faith. In Luke 18:8, the Lord Jesus asked this question: when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? That's a powerful statement. And the understood answer, if I can do a parenthetical footnote to that scripture reading, the parenthetical footnote is this: when Jesus says, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith in the earth? The answer is no. And it's based on the context in which that statement was made by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Because the judge that woman was going to in that text, asking for remedial help to give her assistance in her adversary, whoever it was, the judge kept saying no and made a statement that though he didn't believe in man, didn't believe in God, he found it necessary to go ahead and try to respond to her anyway. Jesus uses that scenario to set the stage to ask the question, when I return, will there be any faith on the face of the globe? And ladies and gentlemen, the answer to that is no, and we're watching the major diminution of that today. It is being diminished day by day by day. I believe this is a very important question for our entire society today, especially in America. We're witnessing the full collapse of morals and ethics and values, spiritual values, in our nation today. We're watching the collapse, and ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the collapse, and we're seeing that on the political front, we're seeing that on the secular front, we're seeing that on the societal front, we're watching that even in churches and from pulpits today. The spiritual values, the moral values, the ethics, and the values in our nation simply collapsing. We need to remember, ladies and gentlemen, our founding fathers and founding documents are built upon the solid rock of biblical values. In fact, you can look at the founding documents from our founding fathers and find threaded throughout all of the documents their belief in God, their faith and trust in God. They're placing their faith and trust in the Word of God to make the decision and to write the documents that we have today that our nation's foundation is built upon. Over the centuries, ladies and gentlemen, God has blessed America because of our faith in God. God has blessed America as the land of the free and the home of the brave, as no other nation on the face of the globe. Now, we must ask the question, and it demands an answer, why is this so? How is this so? What is the reason behind it? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's because we have historically believed in God, trusted in God, placed our faith and trust in God's Word. I remember, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're old enough to recall that. I remember years ago, even in public school, we would have Bible readings and Bible memory verses. Yes, in public schools, Bible reading and memory verses. Our teacher, ladies and gentlemen, my teacher in the first grade and following in public school, would read the Bible to the class. We would then be given assignments of scripture memory for the next day to stand before the class and memorize and quote from memory, those verses that we'd been assigned in a public school classroom. We would have prayer, Bible reading, and then, ladies and gentlemen, a pledge to the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Those things are missing in America today, and I don't know about you, but it's a great vacuum that's been formed as a result of that. And as a result of that vacuum, we're finding Islam and every other cult and ism and schism and mysticism filling that vacuum, that void today, that's bringing about the secularization and the despiritualizing, if I can use that term, of anything that's called in America. I can recall when the classroom would start. Before any academics were given, prayer would be given, a Bible reading would be given, and our pledge to the flag of the United States of America. That's not anymore. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, today, in the public arena, the public school, the Bible is banned. We have had, since 1966, 1 and 62, a declension And that declension has been in morals and ethics and values, and you can look at a scale, and it can be measured in direct proportion of the Word of God being taken out of our public schools, and the Word of God being taken out of the public arena, and the Word of God and the honoring and the recognition of faith in the Word of God. We can measure the demoralization, the declension, and the destruction of our great nation based on the barometer of what we see in the removing and the banning of God, God's Word, the Bible, and prayer in the public schools and the public arenas. Ladies and gentlemen, in most, if not all, overwhelming majority today of any political, public meeting, you're forbidden to pray in Jesus' name. I believe that as Christians, we need to disregard that when we have an opportunity to stand and pray, have the opportunity to lead an invocation at a public meeting, even though they might say you cannot pray a sectarian prayer, as it is called today. There needs to be the boldness in Christians and in Christian pastors to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. That is honoring Him in doing so. But prayer is forbidden in our schools and public venues today. The cross is forbidden on public property today across America. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a disdain for Christians and for those with faith in our nation today. I'm looking at an article. It says, Florida high school employee complains about a Bible verse on a co-worker's parking space. This complainant says, now listen, it is a Bible verse that's painted on an asphalt parking lot parking space of a school employee. And one person that's all disenchanted and disgruntled and bent out of shape with it says, I feel that Bible verse is attacking me when I pass it. This is what the article states. I feel like it's attacking me, instructional assistant said of the verse from Philippians. An instructional assistant at the Florida High School has reportedly complained about her co-worker's parking space that quotes a verse from the New Testament saying that it offends her as a Jewish person. She says this individual who works at the Wiregrass, Wiregrass, Wiregrass Ranch High School in Pasco County, Florida, said she's been angered every day when she passed by her co-worker's parking spot that is painted with Philippians 4:13, which reads, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Ladies and gentlemen, what's wrong with that verse? It's on this school employee's parking slot. Why would that offend someone? Why would you think that it's going to attack you, as this Jewish woman says? This article further states that very thing. I feel like it's attacking me as a Jew, she said, according to the outlet. The individual maintained that she would not mind such biblical displays at a church, but believes it is out of place on state-funded school grounds. You put it on the state-funded property, she said, and I'm not okay with it. She reportedly took her concerns to the principal, who then went to the district, citing freedom of expression. Pasco County School District decided against ordering the removal of the Bible verse. Quote, it's not a violation, said Pasco County School Public Information Officer Stephen Haggerty. This is a personal expression and is protected speech. Ladies and gentlemen, if that were a statement made by an atheist, agnostic, a heathen, something is said, there'd be a rebuttal that that's free speech. You have the right to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a position today that we need to understand what's happening. Because in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe we're in a state of mourning in America today. And it's because of the rejection of people of faith, faith in God, faith in the Word of God, faith in the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and faith in general from the Christian perspective. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we recognize what is taking place and the danger that it bodes for us as a nation. Franklin Graham, article stating, Franklin Graham just sounded the alarm about one very disturbing trend taking place in America. Radical leftists have spent years waging war on traditional American values. They're determined to destroy America's Christian foundation. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the bottom line. There is a movement today with the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party to make America like other nations around the globe, to destroy the Christian faith. And ladies and gentlemen, it is Marxist. You can look at the 10 major primary philosophical points in Marxism, and Karl Marx said, and I synthesized the 10 to boil it down to just three of the main ones. Karl Marx says the goal in Marxism is to destroy a nation by division, divide a nation, and destroy the what is called the nuclear family, that is a one-man, one-woman family, and to dethrone God. We're seeing those three things, dethroning God, dividing the nation, and destroying the Christian family. We're watching that take place today, ladies and gentlemen. And this election, by the way, has not helped one iota with it. In fact, far from helping, I believe this election cycle has done more in the further denigration, degradation, destruction, and the divisiveness in our nation than we could have ever dreamed possible. In fact, I read an article on online news this morning said we need to just say goodbye to the grand old party known as the Republicans. And it went on to talk about the spineless, no backbone that we've seen in this election cycle through the Republicans, that it talked about a red wave but did not have guts and backbone to stand up and fight for it. And people like Kevin McCarthy, that's the hopeful new Speaker of the House, and Mitch McConnell, that is the president of the Senate, both of those with major PACs, political action committees, PACS, PACs, political action committees, with mega hundreds of millions of dollars in funding, used those funds to support candidates that could not win in the national races and therefore almost guarantee the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party to take full control in the House and in the Senate, just as they already have with Sleepy Joe Biden in the theft of the office of president in 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, we find the major problem is simply this. We're watching the Bible as it's being banned in the public arenas, has been and continues to be. Prayer is forbidden in our schools and political venues. The cross is forbidden on public property. School teachers and coaches are forbidden to be allowed to read the Bible and to pray in public. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are in America today. And I believe it's time we recognize that our nation is faltering because of a faltering, failing faith in God. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you for speaking up as usual.
Thank you.
I am in full agreement with all that you're saying. You're perfectly right. I believe with all my heart that America is in deep, deep trouble. And the heart of the problem is in abandoning the faith. I'm in full agreement with that. The heart of our problem is abandoning the faith and faith of our fathers, as you said. Well, we don't know where we're going, because at least thinking of when we are a nation is about to lose its freedom, we know one of the main things, you lose the ability to change your government. It's fixed election, and you lose the America is in deep trouble, and the problem is the heart of it is abandoning the faith. I think the problem begins right there in the pulpit, in the church. The church has failed, has abandoned its responsibility. When as you said, talking about the time when, the days when in every school, every college, university, the two main textbook was the Bible and the hymnal.
Yes.
And that was down in our history, that's where we're coming from. And when that began to be abandoned, when people get up and begin attacking that, the church shouldn't sit by. But it is like the church sat by and allow the Bible to be banned, allow prayer to be outlawed, and the church sit by and did nothing about it. And everything where we are today has been creeping, coming, and it has come a far way. And the enemy is recognized that they have made tremendous progress. And right along, we have been praying that God would overrule in this election. But I knew that it was only God could probably allow to put the enemies out again and really give some victory. And we know God, he has played his part. But as you said, and I have fully convinced that this election is a repeat of 2020. It's a repeat. The same thing was powerfully at work. And God has been gracious another time. And unless we can bow in humility to him and really turn back, repeat, to turn around, as he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, he would heal our land. And unless we do that, and that is what we need more than anything else we have nowhere going. And
you're exactly right, Lily. The major thing, Lily, that you, as you're saying so clearly, is that we've abandoned God. In fact, I'm looking at an article, Lily, that says, giving up our rights, which are given by God. The gift of liberty was purchased for us with great sacrifice. The men and women of our founding understood the liberty is given to us from God, and all of God's gifts are worthy of every effort to protect them and keep them. As American citizens, we must heed the warning of history and make every effort to pass the gift of liberty on to our future generations. God gives us the liberty that we enjoy today. America was built with a purpose, and that purpose was to secure the blessings of liberty for our posterity, end quote. And it goes on to state in this article, if you want to know what's going on and happening in America, read the history of the nations in the Bible, especially what happened in Israel when they turned their backs on God. When you discover the laws and the ways of God, then the same will happen in any nation that says no to God. This writer says, I guarantee you, based on the word of God, unless America changes her false religious mindset, we're heading for sure destruction, because we're living in America today as it was in the days of Jeremiah, end quote. Lily, you're exactly right. We need to keep praying, as you paraphrased 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Can I say one more thing before I go? One more.
Yes.
Just saying that right now what we're looking at, we see the movement towards fighting and splintering among the conservatives, and that the only people who know who will benefit from that is the left. And we know the left is doing that, is working on that. In other words, Trump was deprived of his second term because all the forces of darkness came into the picture, because they couldn't afford to make him do a second term. And they are deadly scared of him. They are deadly afraid of him. They prefer anyone else to come up except him. And they have been doing everything to destroy and get rid of him. But we just have to pray. And we trust that the conservatives will realize the importance of standing together in a unified way and working together to defeat the forces of darkness.
Absolutely.
Splintering is the last thing that we need to do at this time. Just look to God and stay united.
Absolutely. Revival is needed, Lily. Thank you so much for your call, for your input. You're spot on with your comments. It's our prayer that we will seek revival in the nation. It's our prayer that somehow, some way, we will turn back to faith in God and place our faith and trust in him. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues. Don't turn your dial as we continue to face the issues today.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.